Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Well, guess what? In beautiful Southern California, in Pasadena, we are actually getting rain in April. It's like a miracle. We've been trying to manifest rain for a while because we've had a drought thing this year. They've talked about El Nino and all the rain we're going to get. And nope, didn't get all the rain they expected. So we're still kind of a little bit of a drought thing. So it's nice to see a little rain. It actually is nice to see a little rain. So what are we going to do today? What are we going to talk about? Well, use the word alignment. And how does that tie in with readings? Because I love to do readings. I love to talk to dead people. I love to see what's going on in your life and if spirit has something for you. Okay, so let's do that. So what is alignment? What is alignment? What is it? Okay, let me read a quote. And then I got to tell you about a dream I had. Now, it's been a reoccurring dream for a long time. Very similar, all about the same theme. And I finally got it. I finally got the message of the dream today. And it's like, aha, I got one. So, and we always do dream I like to do dream interpretations. I studied it in school. I've read books on it, all that. So if you have a dream that's kind of bugging you, like mine was bugging me, and I couldn't figure out for the longest time, but aha, and I'm out walking my dog this morning, and I got it. So let me give you a quote from the Abraham material, if I can find my quotes, and then we'll get in. Oh, it's right here. Boom, done. Okay, let's read this. You are extensions of source energy. Now, what is source energy? You know, some people listen to my show aren't real familiar with the Abraham material and the law of attraction. Source energy, just call it, for those who are more religious and terminal, just call God energy. Okay? Just call it that. Source is God. Source is the divine nature where we all came from. That's why I like to use the term source. And they use the word source. And I've heard the source in other venues and other teachings. Okay? So let's go back to this. And when you allow that pure source energy to flow through you, and you are so bright and beautiful, your timing is good, and you feel vital and alive in your body. And as others see you, they wonder what your magic is. But it only seems like magic because it is experienced by so few. Ooh, that's a key point, isn't it? Only experienced by so few. It isn't magic. It's available to everyone. But you must allow your alignment. So it's an alignment with source energy. It's alignment, a vibrational alignment with the divine energy. That's what they're talking about. Isn't that kind of cool? If you get into that place of alignment, things happen. I got an article from Pam Grout that you'll get into in a few minutes about that, about alignment. And a little bit more about, magic. It's not really magic. It's just being aligned with that source energy. Now, I was thinking and asking Spirit about this the other day, and I'm saying, okay, well, how can I use it? How can I use this in my helping people? You know, I've been told to help people in certain ways, right? I've been told to help people in certain ways. And so I came up with the idea that it's helping people solve problems, but solve problems with that alignment through love, the highest form of energy and love. And I'll do an article on that, so I'll let you know when I get this article written about this. And I use the principled love, the agape love. If you've heard the word agape, a lot of religious people use the word agape. It's a Greek word for love that talks about principled love. And so we'll go from there. Okay. So back to you guys. Oh, nobody's calling yet. Okay, so I'll let you call in. So let me talk about my dream and my interpretation of the dream. And I'm still working on how to fix the interpretation or what to do about the interpretation, but it made sense. Okay, let me give you a little background. Let's go way back machine here. I was working in the automobile industry. I worked for Saturn. I worked for Saturn of Alhambra, which is here in Southern California. It's a Saturn retailer. It was a group of Saturn retailers that I worked for. And I was in sales and sales manager and finance manager. As some of you might know, that Saturn no longer exists. It was a division of General Motors that they axed a few years ago. So, but this takes me back to my dream. So in the dream, I'm in that Saturn retailer in the building, and it's usually at night, and it's kind of dark, and there's only a few of us there, and the service department is still open. They're still working on cars, but we don't really have any cars to sell, so we're all just sitting around. And we're not really selling cars, and very few people come on the lot, and the cars we do have are not new, and they're old and junky. So I'm thinking to myself, well, why am I here? What am I still doing here? Why am I hanging out here when there's no cars to sell? There's nothing to do. And so that was my dream. And I, you know, because in my dream, it just, I kept coming back to a place where there really wasn't any activity, really wasn't anything to sell, really wasn't anything to do. So today I thought about that, and I thought, I need some help to understand this one. Why am I doing this? How does this relate? And sometimes dreams will tell you to let go of certain fears or certain things in your life that you need to release. It's a releasing process. And for me, the releasing is stop going back and doing things that don't work. You know, it's that expression, if you continue to do it and it doesn't work, why do you, it's a form of insanity. So I have to isolate in my life, okay, what am I doing? What am I going back to that's not working? Okay, and I'm working on that. So dreams are really interesting. That's why I present this dream. I haven't got the full answer to it. I'm sure I'll get the answer to it in the near future and go, oh, I got to drop this. I got to stop doing this. I got to stop doing that. So I got to do this instead of that because I keep going back and doing things that aren't working. It's not the radio show. I love this radio show. I love doing this. But maybe it's something about the radio show that I need to do differently. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to ask. I have to tune into spirit a little deeper on that one to get the answer on that one so that I figure out, okay, what am I doing? And maybe if I channel, I can come up with the answer. But it's really about you today. It's not about me. But the reason I bring up the dream, it was kind of a cleansing thing for me. And hopefully that will be the end of that dream. Once recognizing that I need to let go of some things, stop doing some things that I've been doing that aren't fruitful, that going back to the dealership every day and no cars to sell and nobody to really to talk to is fruitless, right? So that's the lesson. So I got to stop doing things that don't have substance to it. And I think it's on more of a personal level than on a business level. I think it really is more about some of the personal activities that I'm doing that I go back to. But we won't get into all that. No, none of that drama today. We're going to stay away from drama. So let's get back into alignment. So it's aligning yourself. I guess if I could use the example there of my dreams, it's really finding yourself that you're not in alignment with source energy, with divine energy. Your energy, your alignment with something that's not working. So get back into alignment. So I see I have a caller. Oh, yes. What happened to my chat room people? I usually have a whole group of people in the chat room. Maybe it was the subject matter, the idea of alignment. Okay, that kind of like put people off a little bit. But it works together. It's all, you know, you really want answers, your own personal answers. If you really want answers, just get in alignment. Just get in alignment. That makes sense? Get in alignment with source energy. Call it God energy, call it the divine energy, call it alignment with your soul or higher self. Lots of different ways of putting it. But once you're in alignment with that, then the magic in your life starts to happen. So let me take a call. And then I'll get into an article about magic and how it does happen or how things manifest and attitudes to help people manifest. Okay, so we'll do that. Hello? Hello.
Oh, I just tuned in. I just want to listen for right now.
Okay, just listen for right now. Well, if you want to chat, you can call back in or you can go into the chat room and give me a heads up that you want to talk, okay? Just tell me you're 469
yes.
And you want to talk if you want to talk, okay? Either way, it's up to you. Take care. Bye. She's going, I just tuned in. I don't know if I want to talk. Okay. Cool. So let me get into the article. I see my friend is in the chat room. Hopefully everything is well in your life and you've got a job and, well, yeah, a career. No, it's not just a job, it's a career. So hope all is well for you. And if you want to just comment in the chat room, you don't have to call in. And let me get into the article that I was going to talk about. And we'll talk about creating things in your life, making them happen. And, you know, I love Pam Grout, who's this author and she puts out emails all the time and blogs and so forth. And she wrote a couple books, E Squared and E Cubed. And if I can find the article, okay, here it is. But she has these people that, after reading the books, call back in or write back into her about things that happen, just using the principles that she talks about. And they're really just very simple principles of manifesting. They're not a complex ones. I'll give you one that she put in the book, which I think I've used and I think it's really cool. It's a 48-hour thing or 72 hours or something like that, but pick your time frame, but don't go out weeks, just 48 hours, 72 hours. Tell the universe, call source, God, whatever you call it, and say, I want this to happen in my life. Now, don't make it too complex because, you know, I want a brand new Mercedes in 48 hours. Well, that may not happen because you may not be in alignment with a brand new Mercedes yet, you know, for some reason or another. That's kind of the point. And I've done a couple of them. They worked. I keep forgetting to do them, right? Maybe I could say, well, I put 48 hours ago, I asked for rain, but I didn't really. I should have. Then I would have come true, right? Okay, so let me read her material here, and we'll get back to you. And if you have questions or you want to chat, if you have questions for spirit about your life. Now, those who may have just started listening to the show, I do talk to dead people. So if there's somebody, your ancestor, that you want to get information from about your life and where you're going, I do that. And I love to do that, actually. I love to talk about your past lives and just give you what spirit has to say. Okay, so let me get into Pam's material. Only if there are angels in your head will you ever possibly see one. That's an interesting quote. Mary Oliver's who she quoted there. I don't know Mary. Despite what it says in the newspaper, despite what your mother told you, despite what society insists is rock and solid truth, it is important to remember Shakespeare's adage, nothing ever good or bad. Nothing is ever good or bad. Only thinking makes it so. Ooh, what do you think about that one? Nothing is ever really good or bad. Only thinking makes it so. Your thinking regulates what is allowed into your life experience and what boogies are on over to the next guy. Yet you get to decide. You have the final say. And since my thinking believes in miracles, magic, and moving right past the bouncer who says you can't go in, I hear stories like this, each and every day. Linda on my gratitude posse shared this one yesterday. Several months ago, tickets to her Bruce Springsteen in Kansas City went on sale. I finally wanted to go, but did nothing to get tickets. I just decided I would be going and didn't think about it again. Okay, that's a great principle. That's like, okay, I'm going to go to this. Now I'm just going to put it out to the universe, to God, to whoever. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to let it out there. If it happens, cool. Maybe if I'm in alignment with that energy, I'm going to go. Okay, so yesterday two tickets appeared from a friend of a friend, and now I'm going to see Bruce on Thursday. So it just happens. But I think the key in that one, And it's really a key of the principle of law of attraction, is once you ask for something, let it go. Don't think about it. Don't dwell on it. Don't get worried about it. Just let it go. Okay. This one came in today's email. I'm assuming yesterday, probably. My horse Mason is on and is an off-the-track thoroughbred that I've had for about a year. Never lays down. Yesterday I mentioned this to my mom. Before I went to bed last night, I read the section of E Squared about synchronicities, how often just reading about them causes one to occur. So reading about, thinking about, or reading about a synchronicity makes them happen. Interesting. The next morning, I am in the arena with Mission, and as I observe him, I say, you know, you look sleepy. I think it's time for just that you just took a little nap. So I simply sat down next to where he stood. To my utter awe amazement, Mission proceeded to lay down right there in front of me. Now, if you're a horse person, you might not know that this is not a typical horse behavior, especially for this horse. Not only did he lay down, he stretched out full length and went to sleep. I have lovely photos of our 25-minute duo power nap. Okay, and this one came in a month ago and got temporarily lost in my great file of miracle stories. Okay, we're on to the next story. So that was the end of the power nap story. So what do I get from that? That's an interesting. It's the suggestion, the power to a horse. To a horse. Isn't that amazing? I mean, really, okay, it's time for you to take a nap. The power of synchronicities. And lay down, and the horse lays down. That's a kind of a miracle. It's the power of the universe. It's the power of connecting at two levels, right? Connecting with your horse. Synchronicity. And the synergy of two. Okay. Some of those old words, right? And this is another statement from one of her readers. I thought I would send a few examples of how your books and blog have helped me and my family. My four boys are grown and three no longer live here, wherever that is. I think it's in Kansas City. But this last Christmas, I was able to visit my two oldest daughters in L.A. It was the first Christmas we have been able to spend together since 2004. Even though we were very close, it is easy for time and distance to prevent us from talking about concerns and needs. In January, my two daughters and I began a daily Today I Pray For text. Now, I think when I first read that, I go, what? What do they mean? But I understand what they're saying. It's like you write a text, Today I Pray For, and then the other person kind of puts it, what they're praying for. So today I pray for something, and then they would text, Today I am praying for something. That's kind of like that principle of the law of attraction. It's kind of like that principle of putting it out there and asking for something of the universe. Okay, so in 3 short weeks, all four of my kids had some long-standing problems solved and hopes answered. My oldest daughter got a contract that benefited her career. My second daughter's boyfriend got a better paying job, full-time job. My son received 2 different job offers from companies offering the kind of job he was seeking since he graduated in 2011. And my youngest daughter received confirmation that she would be receiving much needed money for college. Our daily prayers were not specific for those things. They were about feeling peace, understanding, creative inspiration, whatever we felt the need for that day. So I pray for peace. I pray for clarity. I pray for this. And that's your daily text. Now, you could be more specific. You absolutely could be more specific and text back and forth that. And I think it's kind of a nice little practice with your friends. It was all of those things lined up. I realized, wow, that was fast. That was fast. Okay, so we're done with Pam's article. So miracles do happen. And you get to put them out there. You got to put it out to the universe. And I like that text idea that, you know, between friends, today I text for peace, solutions to problems, right? A solution, something like that. Okay, let me get back to you guys. I know I've been rambling on and on and on, ignoring you completely while I'm reading these articles. And you're going, Zaire, we're going to talk to us again. But I'm back. So I'm back. So now I have callers. No, I don't know if you want to call or not. Do you want to talk? No, you don't. My friend does. So I will take that call. And, okay. My 469 number is still kind of listening. That's cool. Hello.
Hello, George. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for asking about my job. It is going okay. It's going well.
Oh, wait a minute. There's 2 different words there. Okay or well?
Yeah, it is going good, but it can go better. It is a junior role, 1 or 2 level below my what my profile is, what I've been doing. But
okay.
It is a good stepping stone.
I'm glad you believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that you, I'm glad that you believe that you, this is not, you're not stuck, and that there is something, a movement for you, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, it's always all for the better.
Because there is, absolutely. Absolutely, you're going to move in a direction you really want to go. Sometimes we step back to step forward. That's an interesting statement.
Yeah. And
so what else is going on? What's the question? You got a question or?
Not really. You asked about me. Then I thought I'll call in and let you know how things are.
Excellent.
Question. I could possibly ask the question.
priming the well, I can get a question out of him. Okay, go ahead.
You're funny, George. In a nice way, though. So I have been talking to my supervisor and to the program manager, and I'm talking to the program director tomorrow about my current role being a bit junior, and I want to take on more responsibilities and also do what I've been asked to do. So there may or may not be opportunities within the current program. So do you see this contract role going for long? How long do you see it extending? And do you see them giving me more work, which I'll be happy with?
Well, what I felt, first of all, is that you did a really good thing by offering. That you're really doing a good thing saying that you want to take on responsibility and you're willing to take on responsibility. But the key thing I hear for you is do not belittle the job you're doing now. Don't put it down. Make sure you say that you're happy with it, you enjoy it, it's really cool. So that you like the job, but you would love to take on more responsibility. Okay?
Yeah. So
that, that you're willing to take on responsibility, that you really want to. Okay, so that you show appreciation for what you're doing.
Yeah, important.
Okay?
Gratitude is important.
Being grateful or appreciative of what you do have. But I do feel that you'll get more if you show humility in what you're doing. Okay? But also you have to toot your horn a little bit too. What I mean by that is you have to kind of make sure that they understand that you are qualified and that you really want to be used fully and completely to all your skills and abilities, okay?
Yeah, and how long do you see me working for this contract? The company.
When's
the company
it supposed to end? Because I don't get a time end. Okay.
Okay. On paper, it is October end, but it can extend beyond that. Or
no,
you'll be into
2017.
2017. I'm not sure I would want to work.
Back up. You're going into 2017, but I didn't say, was not trying to say that you won't get an improvement, a position or more responsibility or more money. I'm just saying you're going to continue with the company through into 2017. That could be a permanent position if you want it, but I'm just seeing you there 2017, okay?
Right, if I wanted to.
You understand me? I'm not saying that you're going
to
be stuck in this position for a contract forever into 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like
mm-hmm.
there will be advancement, but yes, I still see you there in 2017. So you have some longevity with growth, okay? I'm going to put it that way.
Okay,
Got it?
Thank you. That sounds good. And if I can ask, do you see the rekindling happening anytime soon?
You know, what I feel about you in love is that I get this really mixed energy about you and love, because it feels like you've been really focusing on your career and making that work, and the love has been on the background, right?
It's not your
dominant thing, right?
It is not my dominant thing in the sense that I don't actively date or seek out people to date.
But you will. Okay, I'm going to give you a prediction now, and we'll see what happens. I'll give you a prediction because this is what I get. So this is what I'm hearing. Okay, this
mm-hmm.
summer you will reconnect with that woman that you've been interested in. This summer, okay, June-ish time frame. Okay.
Okay. All right.
We're going to leave it there. We'll see what happens.
Sure, perfect. And you take care, mate.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Ah, the summer. Well, see, he sounded a little disappointed. Summer, oh, I want it now. We always want it now, don't we? Don't we always want it now? We always want it now. We don't want to wait for things. Oh, I have another great quote for you. I get these daily quotes, and you guys might want to go there. You might want to go to this site. It's called values.com, and they advertise on TV too. They do. I don't know if they advertise, but they put things out on TV all the time. And I love this one. And I don't know the person who wrote this. I get these every day, and I post them on Facebook, and I post them on other sites. So if you're not with me on Facebook, join me because you'll get to see all these fun things that I post. I always post articles on various types of articles. Okay. So this is called Steve Maraboli. Yeah. Okay. Plant seeds of happiness, hope, success, and love. It will all come back to you in abundance. This is the law of nature. Now, you could say the law of the universe. So let me read that again. Plant seeds of happiness, hope, success, and love. It will all come back to you in abundance. Now, and this is the law of nature. Now, when I read that, I thought to myself, that really kind of ties into this whole thing I've been talking about, that if you aligning with yourself with that vibration of love, hope, success, happiness, all those high vibrations, you're putting yourself in a place to receive. You're moving your energy into a place to receive. You know, if you're in a negative place, it's hard to receive. You got to move there. So you got to move to that place, okay? So, callers, no, okay. Yeah, see, you got to wait till summer. Yes. Yes, you got to wait. Okay, so what else do we have going on here today? Any other callers? Nobody else wants to talk. No questions in the chat room. So nobody wants to talk about their past lives. Nobody wants to talk to a dead relative or friend or famous person. I like to talk to famous people from time to time. They're kind of fun. Okay, but let me get into some other articles that I've been looking at. And we'll do that, and I'm trying to figure out one that's really appropriate. I'm going to let Spirit take me to one of the articles, and then we can go there and see which one applies to what's going on in your lives. So I got a bunch of articles to read. Okay, so let me do that. Let me see. I like this one. This kind of ties into what we've been talking about today. It's ways to know God is smiling on you. Now, I use Source, they use God. So let me get into this article, and I'll check back and see if you want to talk. God's presence. God is always watching over us. Spirit is always watching over us. I'm going to paraphrase a lot and put this more in a metaphysical form because this is from beliefnut.com. And they sometimes present it in ways that I'm not comfortable with or that's not exactly. God is always watching over us, strengthening us and loving us. But sometimes we can be too busy or preoccupied to usually fully realize how God interacts with us each day, and most specifically how God smiles on us. Here are seven of the wonderful ways God makes his presence, her presence, known by smiling on us. You know, we got to stop and let it in. Stop and be in alignment. Stop and meditate sometimes to be in alignment. Okay. So let me check with you guys, and then we'll get into the seven ways. Nobody's in the chat room right now. So let's get into the wonders of the world. God smiles on us when a child's laugh or a bird's song turns our focus from the trouble in our hearts to the wonder of the world, raises our vibration, right? Isn't that raising our vibration, helping us to feel good? When we're feeling good, we're connecting with the divine. When we're feeling good, we're connecting to source energy. Okay, so finishing the rest of the article. When we're very low, we might lose sight of the comforting world in which we live. God knows this, and by sending us small uplifting notes of joy, he reminds us we need not to confine ourselves to our troubles. So if you're seeking good in your life, the universe or God will provide you good, will provide you feeling good opportunities in your lives. So we have to align ourselves with that energy, that happiness, that joy, that love. So let me get back to the article. Okay. God's sight boundless. God smiles on us. We find ourselves we thought were lost. Ever had the experience of misplacing something crucial, a name, a key, a memory, and then suddenly finding it where you least or most expected it to be? As human beings, our sight might be limited, but God's sight is boundless. And when we find, and when we cannot find what we seek, He smiles on us and leads us directly on. The universe, God, the universe, spirit, kind of sees through us, experiences through us. So there's no way going on what's going on in our lives. It's not like this God that's distant and, you know, kind of observing from zillions of miles away. No, the energy is flowing through you all the time. The energy of the divine source energy is constantly flowing through you. And so if you have questions or problems in your alignment with that energy, you're close to that energy. Then if your alignment with that energy and you're close to that energy, then the answers come to you. The solutions flow in, okay? You don't really have to ask a whole lot. It's just there. It's just there. So do it. So ask. Get into that alignment. Get into that energy. Get into that place. And by being in alignment, things will start to flow. Okay, so let's move on with the article. Let me check with you guys, see if there's any questions or comments or thoughts or anybody wants to chat or any. Okay, we're okay, right? You're staying with me. Thank you. So let's move on to the next point, and I'll editorialize as I go through this, right? Guilt and regret washed away. God smiles at us when water water washes away any guilt or regret. Cleansing, pure, and powerful water is God's gift to us for physical and spiritual purposes. Of course, we could not survive without it. But just as importantly, we could not feel rejuvenated, reborn without it. As water washes and refreshes us, God is smiling at His creation and reaffirmed that we are love. But there is no reason for guilt, and it's washed away from us. If we're in that form or that energy that just flows through you, then that love flows through you. And if you're connected with that alignment with that love, all of those energies of guilt or regret just flow out. Because guilt is nothing more than, and I love the word guilt versus shame. And it's an interesting thought when we talk about guilt or shame. And that guilt is nothing more than you made a mistake, you feel bad about a mistake, and you learn from the mistake and you move on. So, but shame is your character is being attacked somehow, Terry. Who you are as a person. Not that you made a mistake, but your character. So that guilt can be washed away because you can learn from your guilt. And, oh, yeah, I made a mistake. I'm going to better myself. So let's go on to the next one. Yes. Okay. Nope. Nobody. I always like to. Okay. So I like the comparison, and I've done a meditation in the past where I've taken people in a deep meditation to water, and put them in water and let them sit in water and let the water flow through the body and around the body and wash away all that energy, that negative energy, and just let it dissipate. So if you take a bath, sometimes. Or even a shower. Just visualize that water just cleansing off only that negative energy that's around you or those negative feelings or that guilt or regret about things. Just visualize it flowing off you and just relaxing, just letting it go, just releasing it. Okay, so moving right along, let's move on to the next one. Okay, I'm going to skip this one. This one I'm going to skip. And I like the next one for a different reason, and it's a completely different reason, and I'll give it to you from my interpretation of this. When a mountain moves, God smiles on us when a mountain moves. Big problems bring big stress, and they last a long time. They can even seem forever terrible. But God's shoulders are much wider than ours, and God's power is much greater. And if we stay close to God in prayer, now I would say that is in alignment with energy, source energy. If we stay in alignment with source energy in prayer, and I would say meditation or prayer, just constantly wanting to reconnect, okay? During a difficult period in our lives, trusting He will sustain us, we enjoy His smile and His small troubles pass, and His good time, the big trouble, the looming mountain moves. And that reminds me, because in my younger years, I was into the Bible a lot, and I was in a ministerial program and lots of other things like that. And one of the scriptures in the Bible that always kind of stuck in my mind was when Jesus talked about if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Having the faith of a mustard seed. And that's pretty much what's talking about here. Having that faith, faith of a mustard seed. What is your faith? What is your belief in that connection? Are you in alignment with the universe and alignments? Are you in alignment with that you want to do, to be in alignment with Source? Okay, so let's back to another one here. I think there's one more. Did I do seven? Okay, no. Living out His purpose. Now, I would say your purpose or the mutual purpose that you're in alignment with the purpose that you and God have come up with, or you and the universe have arrived at your purpose. God smiles on us when we live out His purpose. Okay, even if we have proper skills or training, if the work we do is not aligned with God's given purpose, we will feel out of focus and unfulfilled. Now, I would shift that around metaphysically and say that when we come here, we have an agreement with God or the universe or Source. This is my purpose. We have agreed on this is what my purpose of being here. You're not being forced to do something. You know, it's an agreement. It's you and the divine nature have agreed on this is my purpose. So if you're doing something, even if you're using some talent and ability, but if it's not in line with your purpose, then you're not going to feel comfortable. As we seek discernment of purpose, and as we act on where the Spirit leads, okay, that's that inner, that soul, that inner thing, right? We will warm more deeply in our work, our love, and we will feel God's smile through all we are and do. The sentence structure is a little, but I think that's a really good point, that we seek our purpose. I would say that in my own life, that I'm a communicator. That's my purpose. That's here to communicate. Now, if I was in sales, that's like I talked about earlier, that isn't necessarily in alignment with what my purpose is. My purpose is to communicate ideas that inspire other people, to inspire people to be in alignment, to seek to be in that place of love. So I can see where being in sales and communicating in business in the business world was okay, and I was using my talents and abilities, but that wasn't necessarily in alignment with why I came here. So when I made that shift, and started to make that shift about 20 something years ago, it felt more comfortable. So if you're not feeling comfortable, even if you're using your gifts, maybe you're not using that in the purpose that you intended to use, and maybe you need to do some self-examination. So let's moving right along. I think we have one more. Okay, so let's moving on. Number 7. Okay, let me check back. Always checking back to see if there's any questions or so forth from you folks. No. Okay, so we did that one. Seek quiet. I love this one. Seeking quiet. I think this is about the last one. I think I got about 3 minutes left, so we'll just do this one. Seek quiet. God smiles on us when you seek quiet. All around us, God is smiling. He is especially near, especially bright in the quiet that we seek beyond the noise of the day. It is there that He relaxes us, fills us with peace, encourages us to open up to Him further. Yes, when we seek quiet, God smiles brightest and strengthens us beyond our imagination. Now, they have a picture here of a lady meditating. So that's seeking quiet, being in nature, seeking a quiet place to be, so that you can be in alignment with that energy. Because the world will distract you. The things in the world always distract you. So that we can be in alignment with that energy. And meditation is one really good way, and contemplation. Now, you don't have to sit like a guru and meditate. I've always believed that. You can do it while you're walking. It's that contemplative, quiet, shutting off the mind from all those external things, that the problems of the day, and you know, the things you got to do and the things you didn't do and the things that should have done. It's just quieting the mind and being open and asking questions. It's like that we talked about earlier. My prayer is today is for peace, asking the universe for peace. So that's okay. So any questions? We're having fun. Say, okay. That's the end of that art. Wait a minute. I think I got. So it talks about God's gift. A smile from God is one of God's greatest gifts. Today and always, be alive to the way God smiles upon us, and invite others to share the joy you nurture through the eager seeking of God's love. So I would think, I'm trying to put this in a metaphysical kind of a, not so much of a God term, but if the smiling would be the love that you experience when you get into that place of connection, that place of love, that divine nature, and then that alignment, which I've been talking about, things flow. You feel good. You have a sense of direction and purpose in life. Okay, so I want to thank those who have listened today. And I don't know what we'll talk about tomorrow. I think I really want to get back into doing more readings, for example, of talking to dead people, maybe some past lives, maybe some things that Spirit has to say for you about the future, what's going to happen in your future. Now, as I talk about the future, I also talk about what you have to do to get there. You know, the universe will show you this is what's going to happen in your life, or this is what you're going to manifest. But this is what you need to get there to do it. So thank you for listening. Love you guys. I appreciate your listening, and I will be back tomorrow. Bye now.